Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread came near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes tried to find a way to kill him, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, being one of the 12. And he went his way and consulted with the chief priests and captains how he could betray him to them. And they were glad and promised to give him money. And he promised and looked for opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover so we can eat." And they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "See, when you've entered into the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he goes into, and say to the householder, 'The master says to you, where is the guest room where I'll eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready.' And they went and found like he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, 'With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God has come.' And he took bread, and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave to them, saying, 'This is my body that is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood, that will be shed for you. But see, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed.' And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it would be that would do this thing. And there was also a strife among them which of them would be counted the greatest. And he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority on them are called benefactors. But it won't be like that with you. But he that is greatest among you, let him be like the younger, and he that is chief, like he that serves. For which is greater, he that sits to eat, or he that serves? Isn't he that sits to eat? But I am among you as he that serves. You are those who have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, so that you'll eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, 'Simon, Simon, see, Satan has desired to have you, so he can sift you like wheat. But I've prayed for you, so that your faith doesn't fail. And when you've been converted, strengthen your brothers.' And he said to him, 'Lord, I am ready to go with you, both into prison and to death.' And he said, 'I tell you, Peter, the rooster won't crow this day before you'll three times deny that you know me.' And he said to them, 'When I sent you without purse and paper money and shoes, did you lack anything?' And they said, 'Nothing.' And he said to them, 'But now, he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his paper money. And he that doesn't have a sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the criminals. For the things concerning me have an end.' And they said, 'Lord, see, here are two swords.' And he said to them, 'It is enough.' And he came out and went, as he usually did, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray so that you don't enter into temptation." And he was removed from them about a stone's throw, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he got up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said to them, "Why do you sleep? Get up and pray, so you won't enter into temptation." While he yet spoke, see, a lot of people, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and came near Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those who were around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, "That's far enough." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders who had come to him, "Have you come out like against a thief with swords and clubs? When I was daily with you in the temple, you didn't stretch out hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed far off. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the hall and had sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid saw him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked at him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You are also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of an hour afterward, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Truly this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And immediately, while he yet spoke, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and cried bitterly. And the men that held Jesus made fun of him and struck him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they blasphemously spoke against him many other things. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." And he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe. And if I also ask you, you won't answer me, nor let me go. After this, the Son of Man shall sit at the right hand of the power of God." And they all said, "Then are you the Son of God?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "Why do we need any further witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth."